Comme tu veux.
Si, c'est comme ça. Tant que tu veux.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Stop judging, that you may not be judged. For as you judge, so will you be judged. And the measure with which you measure will be measured out to you. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me remove that splinter from your eye,' while the wooden beam is in your eye? You hypocrite. Remove the wooden beam from your eye first, then you will see clearly to remove the splinter from your brother's eye." The Gospel of the Lord. In the words of the Gospel, may our sins be wiped away. Brothers and sisters, human nature, wounded by sin, is always ready to make judgments about others, which unfortunately most often turns out to be as a true judgment, without possibility for someone else to defend himself. That's what Jesus thought when he so seriously warned, "Do not judge, that you may not be judged." Because the way you judge, so will you be judged. So, we're talking about our own good. The consequences of our own trial on the future judgment of God, on which, of course, none of us wants to be judged. And Jesus conditioned that, as we have heard, with our attitude towards other person. Why was he so clear in this? Determined and clear. Simply because every time we judge about others, we give ourselves the credit that we do not deserve. This word of Jesus starts even Pope Francis when often he may say, "Who am I to judge?" Judge. If man judges another person, usually he crosses this just measure, and then of course he has to expect that God will treat him like that as well. If our human judgment of others would even be just, that ultimate judgment, that God's judgment, can be ultimately just. And that is why God preserved judgment for himself only. Starting from this truth, that by the time everything changes, and especially man, old Greek wise man Heraclitus, in the image of the river, express a beautiful thought, which is often quoted. He says, "It is impossible to miss to enter in the same river." But the river doesn't stand still, but it's always flowing. And then it is truly not the same river when you, for the second time, step into it. The previous river is already them, as if far away, and only the name of the river remained. This thought was used by a great Russian writer Tolstoy as encouragement, about the danger of judging others. He says, one of the greatest deceptions is
This great writer, dear brothers and sisters, helps us to easier understand Jesus' word about do not judge, that you may not be judged. That is why it is better, even 10 times, to close your mouth and judgment about someone and then simply bring the guilt to yourself.
Za ovu Isusa nije znali i nije se držali onim koji su nedavno
recently through different media
osuđivali i vidioce i posku i kraju i cijelu ovom
ruku
zasigurno to ne živi. Ali njihovo takvo ponašanje ne daje nama nikakve pravo da mi onima vidimo da uzvratimo Isusom mjerom.
The same way, let us leave that to the one who knows the thoughts of the hearts, but this one is the only one who can be just judge.
U oba slučaja, Isus je naše ponašanje prema drugom čovjeku učinio mjerilom Božijeg ponašanja prema nama. Ko ne sudi, ne treba se bojati Božijeg suda. Ko oprosti, može biti siguran da će i Bog njemu oprostiti. Jer ako ju mi primijenimo u našem odnosu prema drugima, bit će primjerima i na Božijem sudu prema nama, kaže Isus. Umjesto da to stalno imamo na umu i sukladno tome se ponašamo, kako se često vrlo lako upustimo u ogovaranje drugih, ogovaranje koje se vrlo brzo pretvori u strogu osudu. Meni je to znamo reći, kako ću mu oprostiti kad mi je tako jako uvrijedio, zaboravljajući pritom da mi svaki dan Boga vrijeđamo svojim grijesima, a ipak od njega očekujemo da nam bude milosrdan i da nam oprosti. Apostol Jakov nas upozorava svoje poslanike kako se mi često ponesemo prema drugima. Kaže on, onoga koji ne bude iskazivao milosrđe, zadesit će sud bez milosrđa, a milosrđe se smije sudu. Veli apostol. Za potrebu ozbiljnosti svoje riječi, Isus, čuli smo, navodi drastičnu usporedbu. Što gledaš krur u oku brata svojega, a vrna u svom oku ne zapaža?
Beam in your own eye.
The difference between a splinter and a wooden beam, a believer would have the part need to clarify.
The difference is someone else.
već kao iskreno da se upozorili.